You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Talktainment Radio, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven, and I'm your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. My special guest today is the Five Stars Harmony, and they're a legendary group, and one of the legendary groups here in Columbus, Ohio. And we're going to be talking to them. They're going to give us history of the group and their guests and music. Brother Fletcher, would you like to say anything?
Big pardon?
You have anything to say?
You have anything to say?
Oh, I'm just glad to be out to get a chance to be on the air.
And okay, and Parker, you have anything to say?
Yeah, I just want to say that we really appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and been looking forward to coming to the station. And as you said, we've been singing for a long, long time, and just want to have an opportunity to introduce ourselves to some of those who may have never heard of Five Star or the Five Star Harmonizers before. So we really appreciate you giving us the invitation to come today.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm probably doing a lot of this, getting a lot of legendary groups here, and managers coming. I'm going to try to set up a day for Managers Day just for managers, and they can tell the histories of the group. So many groups here in this city, they need to be known and recognized.
Yes.
And heard of. So hopefully that when that day comes, we'll do it. I'll let you know when we're going to have that Managers Day. The Five Stars Harmony, this group's been in the city for a long time. And they have a special concert come up every year called the North and South. And I've been a couple of them, and they're great. It's good to see the groups from the South come out and the groups from the North. And you'd be surprised at what you hear. Brian, if you don't mind, would you give us a little history of the Five Stars?
Sure. The group itself started around 1950. My dad has been with the group since about 1954, Dad?
53.
So obviously that was before I was born. But we've had several different combinations in the group over the years. We've shared the stage with many major gospel quartet groups and acts over the year as well. Some of the founding members of the group would include Arthur Dennis, I believe he was one of the first founders of the group. Theodore Smith, Isaiah Hall, Robert Simon, Miller Broomfield, and we've had a number of former members who've gone on to the ministry, such as Reverend Willie Provo and Reverend Ronald Davis. Some of you may remember Bobby Adams, who was also a singer and guitar player for us back in the early days. Robert Battle, he was a longtime Five Star. Many of you may remember, or some of you may remember, Wade and Andre Spike. They were father and son team that played lead and bass guitar. And
I remember them very well.
Oh, and they were excellent, excellent musicians. We were really fortunate to have them in those early days. Unfortunately, both of them are gone now. And we also had a couple other special musicians, Wendell Taylor and Dwayne Taylor.
Yeah.
Man, those guys were special musicians as well. So over the years, we've really had some awesome, members of the group. Some of you may remember or know Lee Stewart, who now has his own group called Disciples in Christ, I believe.
Yeah.
And also my cousin, who many in Columbus will know, is the former fire chief and safety director, Ned Pettis. He was a long-time member of the Five Stars before he, went into to the fire department, and then of course worked for the working for the city.
Okay. Yeah, because I came to the group back when I first came. Came to the group back in 1975 when I first came to Cincinnati. I started playing for them, then I moved on.
I actually started Lewis in 1978 or 79. I'd been away for school for several years, and then when I came back, I eventually joined the Five Stars and have been with the Five Stars ever since. This is the only group, only gospel quartet group that I've ever sang with. So my quartet background, my quartet history, is firmly rooted in the Five Stars.
Okay, this is the Five Stars, and they have given Talk Tame Radio to play the, give us permission. We don't own the music, but Talk Tame Radio plays the music.
And absolutely, we of the Five Stars give Talk Tame Radio permission to play our music.
Whatever you night and day. One day, Jesus, you know what he did? He came into my life. Oh, then he washed all of my sins away. You know what he done? God filled my, oh, he filled my heart with love. And God, oh, he wrote my name up above. What I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, that was a five-star harmonizer song, whatever you need, call him Paul. A lot of things. This group here has been around a while. I mean, whenever you're in town and you want to go see the five stars, they'll let me know and I'll let you know what they are. You will enjoy their singing. They are really, really one of the legendary groups here in the city. There's a lot of legendary groups along with the Keys and Band of Golden Gospels. But this is one of the legendary groups that's still standing and still going strong. Another thing I'd like to ask the group, Bruce?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about your group. How'd you write this song? Who wrote the song?
Well, I started, my Uncle Sam, he was a singer, and I started following him to programs and listened to quartet singing. That's what all it was back in those days. And he would teach me how to hold a tune, and he would tell me that I don't have to say what somebody's, they say it, they say what the Lord have done for me. And I started little by little, and finally I learned how to hold a tune. I've been singing ever since.
Yeah, you still got that voice is still strong. It has, you're blessed, I mean, you're real blessed with all them songs that you still have that strong voice. When I first came and played behind her, that voice still sounds strong, you know, and you're one of the top, I consider you one of the top lead singers here in the city. One of the top lead singers in the city. Mm-hmm. All right, tell me about the recording. How'd y'all come up with the recording?
Well, the song was actually written by a member named Mark Hairston, yeah, who's no longer with us, and he was our lead guitar player, and he also developed into being not only a very strong lead guitarist, but also a good top singer, good fifth singer for us as well. And he's featured later on in that same song. Of course, he wrote it. Dad did the lead on it, and we all kind of worked together to make sure that we got the background and the harmonies correct. Robert Williams was also the producer on this song as well. So, again, you know, we had participation by a number of really good musicians and singers. I'm singing in the background. I believe my cousin Ned Pettis, yeah, is also singing second tenor, mm-hmm, on this song as well. And I think, was it Donald that was singing baritone on this song, Dad? Do you remember?
Donald was singing the baritone.
Yeah, Donald Latham was singing baritone in this, on this song.
Okay. Yeah, Donald. Yeah, I remember Donald. I thought you were gonna say Donald Webb, but now I remember Donald Latham.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I came here, y'all still was strong, pretty strong when I came here. And then when I got with you, y'all was getting pretty strong. And you still is. You still is.
Yeah.
Y'all one of the most legendary groups here in the city of Columbus, and you know, I'm very, very proud to have you here, and hopefully that this you have to bring you back again.
Oh yeah.
But like I said before, we are going to when I get that Manager's Day program, that's going to be when all when the managers, they can all one by one get them here and they can give them the history about the group.
Yeah.
But I know each group have the ups and downs.
Yeah.
I'm saying this several that I've been experiencing. We all had our ups and downs, you know, Singers come, singers go, singers stay, singers leave through illness. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you still, you know, how many years have the Stars been singing?
Wow, we've been singing about 70 years, Dad.
It's
72?
About
72 years, all total. And we've been having our annual North and South program for 65 years of those 72 years. And the only year that we really weren't able to put on a full program was in 2020 because of the COVID virus. But other than that, we've never missed a year. It's been 65 consecutive years that we worked on putting this program together. And it's always, we always have the groups come here for the second Sunday in August, which will be on the August 14th this year. And then every Labor Day, we would travel along with other groups from the city to Huntsville, Alabama, to fulfill the back end of the package or our obligation for the reunion.
Okay, here's the Five Stars again. What's the name of the song?
This song is called "He's Coming Back," with Bruce Fletcher on the lead. And again, we give Talktainment Radio permission to play our music.
Okay, that's the Five Stars.
Tell me the world's coming back. It's gonna be on fire.
We don't own the music, but we have permission to play the music. Talking about that, we are talking about has permission to play the music, but we don't own it. So they are. This is one. I'm glad. This is the first time I ever heard the CD. It really is, and it's sounding pretty good. So you'll be hearing this one on the Talktainment Radio. Anyway, any of you guys have any shout-outs? Have any shout-outs?
Well, I'd like to thank all the guys that have been a part of the group, and certainly want to thank our families for putting up with us all these years. You probably know Lewis. We spent a lot of time in the basement stomping and making a lot of noise till, you know, the wee hours of the morning sometime rehearsing, just trying to get it right. So we certainly appreciate, you know, their patience with us. And we thank the city of Columbus. They've supported us well over the years, and we don't take that for granted. We really appreciate their support and on all of our programs and our purchase of our CDs and you know, just being there for us when we really need them.
Yeah, well, I do bring it because I know when I'm with you, we did a lot of hard practicing. I remember that.
Oh yeah,
I know we had to. But I'm gonna give a shout out to my family and my friends at Core Lab, my co-workers there. I'll give them a shout out, especially the one we called Shorty, a little lady with the green hair. So I give a shout out to her and my friend Scott. And also, I like to say to my sisters and everything, I like to say this. All my family members that came to the Keys of Harmony anniversary, thank you very, very much for showing. I know you came up that dangerous highway from Cincinnati, and I know you enjoyed yourself. I thank my sisters, and I love you all. Thanks for coming to our anniversary. I thank the Keys of Harmony for being there also. Mm-hmm. They were there. So, you know, giving y'all a shout out, and hoping next year we'll be able to do it again. I know, like my sisters say, they will. Next time we have some, they will be here. So I'm going to let them know we got something coming up on the 14th. So they're going to hit that highway coming right back up here.
All right.
But like I said, I'm giving everybody a shout out. My job, my wife, and my family. Also, my son, his name is Big Daddy. I call him. His name is Rich. He's a comedian. He's a comedian, and he drives a truck. He'll be on the road 7 days a week. So I give him that. Rich, I hope when you watch this, Mom, I'm telling you, hey, be cool and keep your political ideas to yourself. Well, anyway, getting back to the program. I really, I'm excited that I got the Five Stars Harmonized here. I'm really, really excited. And there'll be a lot more is coming behind them. And if I can build that up to bring different groups here to tell the history of them, maybe Columbus will know what they got. Sometimes Columbus don't have what they got.
That's right.
And again, you know, they bring in the big stars now. We understand that. Mm-hmm. No, I enjoy watching the pros and everything. I understand being out there watching them sing, and I've been out there with them too. So, you know, but I really need to find out. We got to find out what we have at home. They're pros too. They're all professionals.
Amen.
They're all pros. And like I said, you know, this group here has been together a long time, 70-something years. Some people can't stay together 70 minutes, but I hardly. But to be hanging with a group of, y'all been on that long.
72 years.
That's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
That is yes, a blessing. Yes, it is. That is. And tell me a little about this North and South of the Park.
So, again, we every year, second Sunday in August, we bring at least two groups up from Huntsville, Alabama. My Uncle Sam Jamar, and James Crutcher from out of Huntsville. Wow. They started this tradition, 65 years ago, mm-hmm. and they'll be here at Praise Temple Community Church, located at 2618. But Bethesda Avenue. And the program itself will start at 4:00, and it'll be the Five Stars, along with the Sensational Keys of Harmony, who are not only my brothers in Christ, but they're also part of my family. And we'll have the Davis Angels. And then from Huntsville, we'll have Mr. Herman McCauley of the Lighthouse Singers. If you haven't heard Herman before, you are really, really in for a treat. He is something special. He's a unique kind of singer. He'll sing both bass and tenor for you all in the same song. He's pretty awesome. And then we have the Believers in Christ who will also be coming up as well. And they will be bringing one of the founders of this program, Mr. G. Acklin. He and my dad are great friends. They've been friends, I don't know, more years than I can count. They're only about a year apart in age. But he'll be coming as well. And believe it or not, Lewis, that man can still sing. Mm. Yes, he can.
He was here last year.
He was here last year.
Yeah, I saw him last year. Yeah, he was here last year.
Yeah, he did something in that house last year.
Sure did.
Yes, he did. So y'all come on out and be with us on the second Sunday in August, August the 14th.
Okay, here's another sound for the five stars.
Into heaven life, every life, a little rain must fall. Oh, and you'll make it all right.
You'll make it all right.
Whatever you
okay, that's the five-star harmony. That's whatever you need, he'll make it all right. That's a pretty song. And like they've given us Talktainment permission to play their music. We don't own the music, but we have permission to play the music. And we'll be playing their music from here on out. Whatever they got out, whatever they get to do, every time I get a music something, it will be played on Talktainment Radio. And you are the first audience to hear them on Talktainment Radio. And that's the way, when you hear it, I hope you enjoy. I mean, these songs that they got are really, really pretty. So, as I said before, they got the North and South thing coming up next month. Unfortunately, next month, you can see them, you really can see them get down next month. Get along with the Keys of Harmony, Davisville Angels, and then the other group from South, they'll be here. So, hey, come on in. This is a free will offering, I'm correct?
No.
No, it's not? Okay. But as I said before, this will be one of the greatest shows, concert that you will enjoy. And I hope you enjoy. I'll be glad when you enjoy it.
Sure you will.
Yeah, so really sit back and enjoy it. Anyway, we're getting ready to let our YouTube friends get ready to tell you we will get with you next time and enjoy it. And enjoy yourself.
Battle had been fought, and the victory had been won, y'all. What I'm trying to tell you, whatever you need, why don't you take it to Jesus? I sinned both night and day, but one day Jesus, you know what he did? He came into my life. Washed all of my sins away. You know what he done? God filled my, oh, he filled my heart with love. And God, oh, he wrote my name up above.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Special guest is a five-star harmonizer, and this group been together since 1950. And I'm gonna have Paul to say something, and you take it from there, Paul.
Sure. Well, first, Louis, thank you very much for having us up today and giving us an opportunity to talk about the group and introduce ourselves to your audience. And Five Star Harmonizers, like you said, have been around in Columbus for a long, long time. We are an original Columbus group, and we've been singing since 1950. Now, I haven't been singing since 1950 because I ain't that old, Louis.
I know.
But the group itself has been singing since 1950, which means we've, over the years, have been singing a collective of like 72 years.
Yeah, that's as long as the Swan Simpsons have been singing about 80 years.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been singing about 80 years. But this group here is one of the legendary groups here in the city of Columbus. And hey, they got some, Paul, I'm going to let you announce the founding members.
Okay. So, and Dad, you chime in here because, you know, Dad actually sang with all these. So let me introduce Bruce Fletcher, who's he wasn't a founding member, but he came into the group about 3 years after it was initially founded by Arthur Dennis, Isaiah Hall, Theodore Smith. We call him Smitty. I know a number of people probably remember old Smitty. Robert Simon.
Miller Broomfield.
Okay.
And then later on came Robert Battle. And Sam Jamar.
All right.
We had a couple of preachers, Reverend Willie Provo and Reverend Ronald Davis. And then, you know, we were talking earlier, we had Wade and Andre Spike, father and son combination that played, you know, the guitars for us. Mm-hmm. Wade on the lead and Andre on the bass. And then we had another set of musicians, Wendell Taylor and Dwayne Taylor. Okay. Dwayne just recently passed a few years ago, but man, he was a remarkable guitarist, and he played with us for years.
Okay.
And then we had Lee Stewart, who's lead guitarist and a founder of a group, Disciples in Christ. Here in Columbus. And, of course, many of you may remember old Preacher Morgan, John Preacher Morgan.
Yeah, I remember Preacher Morgan. I think when I came, Preacher Morgan was playing with y'all at the time when I came, wasn't he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, because when I came, I started with y'all when, I was with y'all with
we Preacher. We had another lead guitar, I think you played, Richard Hanna.
Yeah.
Didn't you play with Richard Hanna?
Yeah, I played for Richard Hanna.
He played for the Five Stars at the time.
Yeah, I remember.
He came with Cincinnati album.
Yeah, I just had left the Mighty Gospel Travelers to move up here. You know, I had to get away from Cincinnati. I swore when I got out of the military, I was not going to be up in Cincinnati. I lived there, grew up and raised there. No. But like I said, this is a quick card on the Five Stars, and as we say, Talktainment has permission to play. We don't own it, but we have permission to play the music.
Yeah, we absolutely give Talktainment Radio permission to play our music, and we're really happy that you would, agree to do that.
Over far, in heaven, is the shepherd of his flock. He will.
Fire!
Okay, that's He Cares by the Five Stars Harmony. That's Paul, good friend. Both of these young guys are real close friends of mine, so we've been knowing each other through the years. I remember the first time I was on, I forgot what group, I was with Madden and the Golden Gospel Singers, and I forgot what group I was with. And they came in on a program that we were on, called them up, and Paul started singing. I said, oh no, look at this guy. He is the, he went in and rocked the church. I mean, he locked it. We had got through singers, we had called them up, the three guys, but they came in there and locked it. I do remember that when I, that's the first time I ever heard you sing. You came back there. But this, but I'd like to say this is, I'm gonna let my wife hear this. She's gonna be surprised. She has, did they have a CD? I'm gonna surprise and let her hear tomorrow.
Make sure your cousin.
Huh?
Make sure your cousin
hears. Oh, yeah, my sister-in-law,
your
yeah.
Your sister-in-law,
yeah. Yeah, I'll make sure. I'll make sure they hear it. I let them hear, make sure they hear it. I mean, they're gonna be surprised. And when I tell her, Evangelist Smith, I say, you know what? Got a surprise for you. And I'm gonna put it on the CD player. She's gonna say, who is that? I say, that's Bruce Bell. But yeah. Anyway, getting back to this, y'all the groups that y'all have performed with.
Yeah. Well, Daddy, you should talk to this. I mean, back in the day, some of the groups that are now, quote unquote, pro groups, mm-hmm. when they were first getting their start, mm-hmm. when they would come through Columbus, the Five Star Harmonizers were actually booking and performing mm-hmm. with them, along with Eddie Saunders. Okay. Some of you maybe remember Eddie Saunders from Radio Land.
Yeah, I remember Eddie Saunders.
Yeah, he was considered the dean of radio, I believe, at one point yeah. there in Ohio. And so Daddy would bring, Five Stars would bring like the Mighty Clouds, the Joy, the Soul Stirrers.
I remember
that. The Caravans, when they had Shirley Caesar.
Okay.
James Cleveland.
Okay.
The Swan Sewer Tones.
Okay.
The Sensational Nightingales.
Okay.
The Dixie Hummingbirds.
All right.
Let me see some more groups. It's hard to think of. We were just about every
professional
group.
Blair and the Violinaires.
Yeah, Violinaires.
We got to know Blair and them really, really good, man.
Yeah.
That's when Eddie Saunders was the MC at the VKO. He was booked with
you. Yeah, I remember Eddie Saunders was he was the MC.
And all those major groups, we had sung on the program with him.
Yeah.
Pilgrim Jubilees.
Yes. Right.
Jackson Southern Airs.
Yeah, because I've been on... Now, when I was with the Golden Gospels, I've been on the program with the Mighty Clouds when I was with the Golden Gospels. I think we were some program when I was with them.
Yeah.
And also, I think I was on when I was with the Gospel Heavyweights.
Yeah. You remember Frank Tate?
Yeah.
Frank Tate was a five-star harmonizer for a while.
For a while.
He was with the Heavyweights, and he was with CBS Trumpeteer.
CBS. We left out another group we sung a lot with.
Who's that?
Canned Spiritus.
Yeah, we got to be really good friends with Harvey and Pop Watkins.
Yeah. Frank Tate was the one that got me with the Gospel Heavyweights.
Is that? Yeah.
I remember they came there. I remember they did a program. I had just got off from work, and their bass player didn't show up. So Preacher Morgan said, the guy want to see you. That's how I went back there. Frank said, I heard you play bass. I said, yeah, I can play bass. And I don't want no mess. Can you play? I said, yeah, Frank, I can really play. So I played a couple of songs with him and everything. Then he said, what's your address? I said, well, them guys ain't coming to my house. I'm just going to go ahead and give them the address.
Yeah.
I was sitting home Saturday morning. I was sitting home watching TV. I heard this knock on the door, and I looked up. That was Frank Tate. Frank told me, all right, get your stuff, get your clothes. You're going with us. What?
Yeah, Frank was a character, man.
Yes, he was. He was a character.
Yeah.
He was a character.
We met through Frank Tate, probably one of the best guitar players that we worked with. And everybody in town called him Tree.
Yeah, I remember Tree.
And he used to be with the Highway QCs. And if people remember some of their earlier hits like, Somebody Calling My Name. And, you know, back in that vintage, he was a songwriter, guitar player, arranger for Spencer and them back in the day.
Okay.
And he worked with us for a long time. I really enjoyed working with Tree.
Yeah, I remember Tree. I remember with Tree because he, I forgot that group was sung that song, the Milky White Way.
Oh, yeah, CBS Trumpeteers.
Yeah, Trumpeteers, yeah. I remember when they came and he backed them up one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Tree. Like all the guitar players, they were here. They gone. Richard Hannon's gone. Yeah. Preacher Morgan's gone.
Yeah.
And I tell you who I really, since I've been here, who I really enjoyed, one of my favorite guitar players I really enjoyed was Richard Hannon. He taught me. He showed me a lot.
Yeah.
Richard Hannon and Frank Tate. Yeah. Them two, they stayed on me until I got it right. They really stayed on me.
Let me mention a couple other guys, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
We worked with Butch Munro. If you know Butch.
I remember Butch.
Butch was out on the road for a while with the Violinaires and Slim and the Supreme Angels. And I've got a song out there that Butch actually rearranged called He'll Say Well Done.
Okay.
And I give Butch credit for that. And then Danielle Morgan. Now, here's a name that you might know and might not know. That's Preacher's son. Who plays the bass guitar, and he went out on the road for a while and played with...
Danielle, you should know Danielle.
Yeah, I should know her.
Yeah, Robert Randolph and the family band, and they received like 4 Grammy nominations. Uh-huh. They were on the Tonight Show and the David Letterman Show. But he played bass for us when he was just a little bitty boy. He had this, and he was an awesome bass player, you know, even back then. And let me give a shout out to one other guy because I don't want to forget. And he's a friend of yours, friend of mine.
Go ahead.
And that's Joe Woods, Joseph Woods, who's with the Sensational Keys of Harmony.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Has always stepped in and helped the 5-star harmonizers. He's working with us even now today. And like I said, Joe's married to my cousin, but our families have been intertwined and tied together since we were teenagers.
Right.
And I just want to give Joe a lot of, just want to give him a shout out because he's a really good guy. And I tell you, he's a great guitar player. So people don't give him all the credit that he really deserves. He is underrated, but you won't find a better musician with musicianship than you will Joe Woods.
That Joe Woods Jr., I'm going to say, Joe Woods Jr. is one of the top, like you said, he's one of the top, he's all pro.
Yes, he is.
And he takes his time, like, you know, now since I got back with the Keys, I say, well, daggone, I'm back here now, so your style changed a little bit. Joe said, well, you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe and I, Joe had shown me some stuff I played, and then he showed me some stuff where he went. I mean, he's very, very patient. And he will, like I say, I'm just starting to learn to play bass guitar all over again.
Yeah.
And he is one of the top musicians, and I give my hat to Joe. This is from Lewis, my brother. You're one of the top, one of the best guitar players I ever known.
Yes,
and I pray and hope that you continue on many years. And one day somebody in the family gonna come behind you.
Mm-hmm. This song, and again, we give Talktainment Radio permission to play this song.
Uh-huh.
This is called Who Woke Me. Okay. And this was kind of a little regional hit for us back in the day. I'm on the lead singing, and I believe Deb actually wrote this song. But this is also on the Heath Coming Back album, and it's also on the Columbus Gospel Compilation CD.
I didn't have to rise this morning. I didn't have to rise this morning. Said I didn't have to rise this morning. I didn't have to rise this morning. Tell me who woke me
early
this morning. Tell me.
Shine, y'all.
God, let me see a breath.
Okay, that was the Five Star Humming Says, Who Woke Me This Morning? That song, that song had a lot of fire. When you gonna sing that again?
Might sing it second Sunday in August. Okay. That's coming out.
Well, that's my request that the song be sung.
Okay.
So I can do it. I want to hear that. But it's been a lot, you know, like this. Like this is the, this is Dr. Bass Carl Smith, my guest and Five Star Harmonizing, and this is Paul and Bruce, French, and this, you know, Father and Son. And this is one of the legendary groups here in the city. We have a lot of legendary groups here in the city, which I'm hopefully that I can get up here. I'm going to try to get the Lyric Springs up here.
That'd be great.
Get them up here. Then I'm going to get Davis Angels up here, too, one day. Get the manager up here. I can't bring him. Get the manager up here so he can tell about the little group. They're coming along strong, too.
Yes, they're coming along.
Right. It's like I say, a lot of groups here in the cities, Columbus, and you don't know. I'm going to put it this way. You really don't know what you got. Mm-hmm. You really don't know what you got because I mean, we have support out here, but it should be a lot more support. See what we really, really got. And hopefully, like I said, I haven't forgot the Gospel Explosion next year. I haven't forgot Gospel Explosion next year. I'm getting the request that y'all be on it next year.
Absolutely.
Along with the Keys. The Five Stars will be there. Keys of Harmony will be there. Hopefully, I could bring the Mighty Gospel Travelers back up here. If not, I'm gonna try to get the Soul Redeemers out of Cincinnati up here.
Oh.
You know, so, but mostly my wife Pat, she loves Mighty Gospel Travelers. Like I told her, that's the group that got me started into this quartet thing. Ray Shackelford, they got me started into this. So hopefully that they will get this thing started. Either we're gonna be at the Cummins or we're gonna have at Mount Vernon Plaza. And I think my wife said, let's have it at Mount Vernon Plaza because so the people can get out and have it on the outside.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I forgot what I'm saying is that, I forgot what I was saying. But anyway, this will be a beautiful thing. And I'm asking everybody, hey, just come out and support us. You know, we'll support y'all and support us. And you will see, you can tell if they was the top groups on the road are the regular groups, and we got some group kids, and I've seen some of these top groups, and I've seen it happen. And hey, this group is these guys here. These are friends, real dear friends of mine, close friends of mine. You want to give a shout out before we take off?
Yeah, I just again like to thank everybody who supported us over the years, all the our past members, and you know what When I think about the history of the group, I think about all the guys that came up before us and set the legacy that we're trying to carry it on, and we're trying to carry on the legacy of Quartet. I want to thank my guys, Terry Raglin and Joe Woods, Jordan Woods, and Jeff Davis, and again, thank our families for being patient and putting up with us for all these many years.
Okay, thank you. And I give a shout again to my friends at Core Lab, my wife, my son, Richard Fletcher. He's driving the truck. And I'm saying, hello, Rich. Be safe, my son, but don't come on political, because you're on Facebook and you do a lot of political stuff. So he's the traveling man. Also, to the Keys of Harmony and to all the groups out there. And we're gonna listen to this song right here.
Because he cared so much for me. Oh,
Yeah, and that one is His Love Is Overflowing.
Yeah, Love Is Overflowing. Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty song. And I think my wife is a relative going to like this song. She's going to be surprised. I said, I got a surprise for you. And she's going to really, really, and I'll probably play it in that. I probably, she's going to make me take it in the car and listen to it in the car. I get so much stuff from different artists across the country. Yeah. She loves to enjoy this, but I'm gonna surprise her with this one.
There you go.
I'm not gonna let her know who's singing this. Who this is? Yeah. I'm going to surprise her.
Yeah, tell it's homegrown. That's homegrown. Stuff.
Yeah, but we need a lot of artists like that. Hopefully that we can get this thing together. I might have Mama Mash for your help when we get the Scrap Explosion next year.
Yeah.
So we can get these groups together and talk to them and. We just want to let Columbus know what they got.
Yeah.
Because somehow the Columbus don't hardly have anything. Especially, I mean, they got the choirs out there and all this, but we got to let them know we got quartets just as good. Because I look on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
And they got every group you can name. They all down south.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to find out what's going on up here.
Yeah. I'd like to find some good young guys too, Louis, so they can keep the tradition of quartet.
I think the Woods family, they're coming into the Keys Army. I think they're gonna keep that group going.
Yeah,
because I don't know who's gonna take my place when I'm gone. Don't know. I'm not gonna worry about it. But
ain't gonna worry. Yeah.
And you know, I'll wait till that time come.
Exactly.
Because when I get to the point where these hands will work the strings, I'll be talking on this mic.
Yeah.
And God gave me a voice to talk, but I hope pray that I can still do both.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you guys coming there. I really do appreciate that you guys got up here to do the show. Right now, I'd like to say to all my friends and all my guests on this, is Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and his guest was Paul Fletcher and Bruce Fletcher of the Five Stars of Harmony. And I want to say this. You got a smile, give somebody your smile. And remember, the mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. And hey, keep yourself in God's hand and he'll follow through. Love you. See you next time. Thank you.